Technical talks between representatives from the International Atomic Energy Agency and the Atomic Energy Organization of Iran have begun in the Iranian capital, Tehran. The IAEA's delegation, headed by the Deputy Director General, is negotiating with the Iranian team led by Reza Najafi, Iran's ambassador to the UN atomic body. The one-day meeting will focus on resolving two remaining issues between the two sides. The parties will also discuss ways to reach a framework of cooperation. The deputy head of Iran's nuclear body, Behruz Kamalvandi, has said transparency and cooperation with the IAEA will remain on Tehran's agenda because it has nothing to hide.
The team is here to inspect the issue of strong explosions that are claimed to have taken place in Marivan. We have said it many times verbally, in writing and in our meetings, that we are ready to give access to the agency to come and see for themselves that these allegations are baseless. I think this visit can make a big change in the process of the agency's inspections, and it will become clear that most of this information is fake. The Islamic Republic of Iran cannot infinitely answer the IAEA questions. Questions must end someday. The IAEA has also acknowledged that this process cannot go on for a long time, and has agreed that we should find a framework together to put an end to this continued process of questioning.
The latest meeting between Iran and the International Atomic Energy Agency comes as Tehran and the P5+1 group of countries are trying to hammer out a comprehensive agreement on Iran's nuclear energy program by June this year.